wants you to save 33% so you get a little bit in your savings. Because what will happen is as your income increases, you'll get jacked up. And I don't want you to be in a position that you have tax problems.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking to get more listings and you want a step-by-step approach to be able to do that, I want to invite you to an upcoming five-day listing domination challenge that CPI and I are hosting, and you can register to attend for free at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com, and it's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching talks about how to manage your finances, even if you are just starting to get a flow of money into your business. Learn how to build your business account without hassle in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
My question is, for people like myself and maybe John, starting out and getting a flow of money, how much money should we have in our business account before we actually start to, because before you said, if you're taking everything from your business into and putting it 100% into the Nichelle account, at what point, like, do we need to save? I guess that depends, as circumstantial, depending on the person.
Think about your business account as more of your salary account than a business account.
Okay.
Because you don't have a lot of business expenses.
Right.
All right. Because I pay for most of your business expenses, right? So really just think about that as sort of like your salary account. Build that up to 6 months of salary. Let's say your salary is $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. You bring that up to 30,000.
Before I start doing the 33%, 1% to 2%, breaking it out?
No. Oh. You do all that now.
Okay.
Yeah, you do all that now. But the difference is, so the two accounts that will change through time, it could be your, well, there's three accounts that can change through time. Your government account can change because you end up with extra money in there. Okay, so then you would like reduce that a little bit. Your profit account and your investment account can change because you max out on your deposit account. Okay, so basically the way that you roll with it is you say, here's my deposit account. That's my salary. So once you get to 6 months of that, now you have another choice to make as well, which is another choice that I like, give yourself a raise. Okay, but don't give yourself a raise until you max that out. So you max that out of 6 months. So your first choice could be, I'm going to give myself a raise. Instead of 5,000, it's going to be 7,000. Now I'm good, right? Like I got extra money. Hey, woohoo, right? I don't have to worry about stuff, right? You know, and I got extra money to spend. I could go play, whatever, whatever, right? So now I've got my money there. So you give yourself a raise, or what you could also do is you reduce the percentage of deposits in there, and then you increase the deposits in your profit account, in your investment account.
Okay. I guess what concerns me about it is maybe not having starting out enough to leave 33% in the tax account, 1% to 5%, and having to use 100% of what's coming in for bills, spending, you know, whatever. So I guess that's what I was more so having the structure, at least knowing what I'm supposed to do. If I can't do it right away, I can work up to that. So I can.
I appreciate that. But think about it this way, Nichelle, you may want to, if the numbers don't work, you're going to have to be critical about changing your numbers, because the government doesn't care if your numbers work or not when tax time comes. Okay. Because that's not your money. Mm-hmm. Right? That 33% that I'm telling you to put away is not your money. Okay. So if you're sitting there saying my numbers don't work, so I'm going to steal from the government, is what you're saying to me right now. All right. But you follow what I'm saying? So if numbers don't work, you're going to have to look at how do I slash? And I've been there before myself. Okay. I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've been there before, whereas at the beginning of the pandemic, I went through and I was scared, right? Because you have to understand, I have these huge expenses, right? I'm like, oh my goodness. I got all these people I'm responsible for. I've committed to paying them for their services. And I want to be within integrity with that. But, you know, I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. I mean, none of us did at the beginning of the pandemic, right? And, you know, we went through and we did some massive, massive audits of cost reductions from a business perspective. I also did that from a personal perspective. So it's not a bad idea to go through your personal bills from time to time. And you know what I found? I found that I was paying for things that I wasn't using. Somebody in my family went to the store and that person got some free tablets. And I said, well, these aren't free tablets. No, Dan, they're free. No, they're not free. No, they're free. Well, it found out that the free tablets were all on a recurring plan of monthly plan that I didn't know about. And I found out at the beginning of the pandemic, I was paying for three tablets. I was paying like $30 a month for each of them. There may be expenses that you could cut right now that you don't even need. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to do that anyway. Okay. And actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea to do that on a quarterly basis. When you distribute your profit account, you can make it as a rule to say, I don't distribute that profit account until after I review my last 30 days' bills. And make it as sort of like a requirement that the only way that money comes out of that profit account is that I have to go through it. I have to analyze, do I need this? Do I need this? Do I need this?
That 33%, is that covering for us? Is that covering your state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's actually, it won't be 33%. It'll be less than that. I want you to save 33% so you get a little bit in your savings. Because what will happen is as your income increases, you'll get jacked up. And I don't want you to be in a position that you have tax problems. That is a tough spot to get out of.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings. And you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.